tuning in to the Living Permaculture Show on Public Radio KDNK. This is Stephanie Sison, and we have a special treat for you this month. We are here live at the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute, also my co-host Jerome Ossentowski's home. We're here celebrating 75th birthday for Jerome and also 30 years of the Permaculture Institute's learning, education, and workshops. Tonight, as we celebrate with lots of different folks from all across the country arriving here to see Jerome, we're going to go around and ask folks one simple question. What Crimpy and Jerome has meant to them?
I'm Brooke LeVan, co-founder and director of Sustainable Settings in Carbondale, Colorado.
And what does Crimpy and Jerome mean to you?
Well, in your life, if you're lucky, you meet an original. And Jerome is that. I don't know exactly how many years. He's 75 this year. And I know that Crimpy is 30 plus.
30 years old.
30 years old. Walking through the edible forest there and seeing what he literally scraped together with his old pickup truck and built, and how he came out in public against pesticides and herbicides, and the example he set. And I think he's got the longest running permaculture course
in the United States.
In the United States, if I'm not mistaken. So an inspiration to many, and to me too.
Hi, my name is Beth Quist, and I am a musician, and primarily, although very close second, love of permaculture, thanks to the wizard on the mountain, Jerome Ossentowski, who has had a profound, profound impact on my life. I knew I was interested in permaculture design. I grew up in an earth-sheltered, passive and active solar house on the Front Range, and had a geek dad who loved this kind of stuff. And then when I found out about Jerome's expertise, particularly in greenhouses, I really, really wanted to study that. But then the outdoor food forest just, oh, God, just blew my mind. Totally fell in love with Jerome. I am totally head over heels in love with Jerome. He's just such an amazing soul, and I think he's done so much, not just for permaculture, but to bring this teaching into such a larger audience. And you know, I hope that other people have the opportunity to have their lives changed as deeply as mine has been by this.
So I'm Dan Perlman. I'm an infectious disease specialist for the past 30 years in Denver and Salida, Colorado. And I lived in Crestone, and I've had an interest in food production and food safety over those past 30 years, particularly around food safety and diseases that people get from food. And so Jerome has what I consider to be the premier permaculture institute, although I just met him today on his 75th birthday and the 30th anniversary of the institute here. I'm really excited that my friend Gordon brought me up here to see what was going on. It's just really awesome. And obviously, one of the major problems with food supply nowadays is that we bring food from very far away to different locales, and it's much better to produce food locally, and permaculture allows local production to be done and much safer food production because there's very little time between the time the food is harvested and the food is consumed. So the chances of getting various diseases is reduced. So in terms of worldwide food production, local is much better than stuff from far away, and it also gives people the minerals and different substances that they need that are in the locales where they live. And so this is very important from a global perspective. The institute here, the education, and the setting it's in, it's just incredible. It's beautiful, and its high levels of excellence are easy to see in a short visit here. I hope you all get to come and check this place out.
I'm Gwen Garcelon with the Roaring Fork Food Alliance. And, you know, when I think of the value and the gift of this place, I think of how extraordinary it is and how moving it is to see someone give their whole life to a vision, their whole body of creative expression poured into this vision. It's so compelling. And I've never met anyone who came to this place and wasn't moved by it. I mean, it's just an incredible force and an incredible gift. And I'm so grateful to Jerome always.
I'm Jean Owen. I live in El Jebel. Been here in the Valley since 97. And Crimpy and Jerome, they're both inspirational to me. They offer, I think, a lot of opportunity for people to learn and grow in understanding sustainability and the importance in our lives today, especially, you know, with all the issues of needing to grow better agriculture, more sustainability, using water better, just better use of the land. And Jerome stuck with it. I mean, he's just a pioneer and he's just an inspiration. And I just, I've enjoyed knowing him and working with him. And, you know, he's a character and a half, but he has a lot to offer. So I'm glad he's still here and I'm glad he's still growing.
What Crimpy and Jerome mean to me is basically inspiration toward growing food. The origins of my inspiration were my grandmother in Ohio and my grandfather who had a farm. And my grandmother was the gardener, and she taught me a lot in the garden, and I was very inspired by that. And then later on, much later on, moving out west, I discovered Jerome and started taking some of his classes and realized that there's no end to what I could learn about growing food. And I saw that Jerome's work in the greenhouses kind of takes another, and I wrote this in the book, it kind of takes another approach in the sense that when the settlers moved from Europe to America, they brought with them all kinds of plants that didn't exist here, like apple trees and lots of others. And they also brought back plants that existed here that didn't exist in Europe. So there was a homogenization of the climates or the species that lived in those climates. And the food plants are now homogenous across the world. And now what Jerome is doing is kind of discovering that you can grow all of these other food plants from different climates in a climate that really wouldn't support them if you can learn how to grow them in a greenhouse. And so in a sense, this is the final chapter in the local food movement of allowing people to grow whatever it is they want to eat in their own environment and not have to ship it from Jamaica or from Brazil or from Africa. So that's kind of the inspiration that's kept me going, working with Jerome in ecosystems design, creating greenhouses and forest gardens, and basically in just eating good food.
And that was Basalt Local, Michael Thompson.
Hi, my name is Ginger Jansen, and I have been a neighbor of Jerome's for the last 19 years. And as a neighbor, my husband and I have hiked over to Jerome's Permaculture Institute and have watched it grow, and has inspired us to create gardens and a greenhouse, and felt that if he can do it, we can do it. We're growing avocados and figs and citrus. We've also have a edible landscape business that we design for others and help them create similar edible landscapes. And he has been instrumental in this valley of bringing edibles and inspiring others to create edible landscapes, which everyone needs that space of love in their backyard to grow food that can nourish their bodies, mind, and spirit.
I am Sarah Morehouse, now sometimes called Sunny. I was an intern at Crimpy for a good part of the 2012 year and have stayed in the Valley and worked several places. Now I'm currently working at Sustainable Settings. What does Jerome and Crimpy mean to me? Well, you got me to this valley. I moved here to this valley for this place. I was gonna go to Alaska and I had a job there. And I came up here on a whim and met with Jerome and Stephanie in the greenhouse in Phoenix. And I about crapped my pants to see bananas in November. And I made a split-second life-changing choice to stay here and to move here. And had my first permaculture mentor, Stephanie and Jerome, and my first experience kind of out on my own in the world in a sense of choosing to be on a farm and devoting myself to that. Sweat, love, tears, joy, anger, excitement, the whole experience. This was really the first place that I ever fully did that, and it has changed the whole course of my life and not only got me numerous jobs but really directed me towards the kind of work that I want to do. And I am now planning to try and build my whole life in this valley. So thanks, Jerome.
You are listening to Public Radio KDNK. This is the Living Permaculture Show. We're here interviewing guests at Jerome's 75th birthday party and the 30-year anniversary of the educational programming up at the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute. We're asking guests, what does Jerome and Crimpy mean to you?
My name is Creighton Hoffeditz. I'm the current president of the board of directors for the Denver Permaculture Guild. And I also was really involved with the Forest Garden Greenhouse, with the book and putting that together. And I took my permaculture design course here at Crimpy in 2011. Jerome and Crimpy to me are this incredible outpost and a signpost, this ethos of living in a really marginal place and doing it with style and grace and tenacity and showing what can be done with these tools of permaculture and regenerative lifestyles in places where people have a hard time living, just period. And Jerome has crafted this oasis in a way that and he's done it through decades when people weren't paying attention and when they didn't care. And that sort of steady anchor has been indispensable for my life. It completely changed my life, having that here and having this to come to and learn from to start everything off. And then I think for so many people in the future, so many people will be able to point to this man and this place that just hung on and showed what was possible through all kinds of ups and downs. And I'm so grateful for that.
I'm Sarah Kerman. I used to work here at Crimpy. Jerome is incredibly inspiring to me. He knows a lot, and I'm always blown away with when I stop and I realize that Crimpy and all of this fruit and all of this food and nourishment that he grows, he didn't even start this until he was in his 40s, and I think that's such a beautiful and inspiring thing. He had so many lives before this, and this life that he's created now in the last 30 some odd years, it's a beautiful one, and it's incredible for me to stop and think about how many people have passed through this place and how many people he's welcomed into his home and allowed to be here and stay here and to learn. I'm very grateful to him. I'm very grateful for what I've learned here and getting to experience this, and I'm very grateful for him and everything that he does for me and for everybody else.
I'm Jerome Ostentowski, director of the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute.
And Jerome, we're here today celebrating your 75th birthday and 30 years of doing this good work that you do, going around talking to the people who've come across the country to celebrate with you, and about what Crimpy and you mean to them and their life. And so I'd like to ask you what it means to you to have these people here
celebrating with you and showing their appreciation and love for the work that you've done?
Well, it's great to have old graduates back, Beth Quest, and dozens of people who have been interns here, have volunteered. Crimpy, you know, wouldn't be what it's like today with all of our volunteers and our help and staff. And everybody going all the way back for 30 years have taken this design course and gone out and done permaculture on their own and networked with us and helped us on different projects. And it's been a great ride. I really feel fortunate to be this far along and have a great forest garden and 5,000 square foot of greenhouse. And we just heard the katydids in the fig greenhouse there. And I don't know if there are any place else in the valley. They just showed up here at Crimpy to open up the stomatas so that the figs will grow big and fat and juicy. And they're only in the fig greenhouse for some reason. I don't know, they've just taken up residency there and every summer they're singing their praises.
And they're here to celebrate you just like the rest
exactly.
of us.
Exactly. Yeah, it's actually, and everybody had a great time tonight. We had, we were eating in our inaugural outdoor kitchen, which was just recently constructed. And we have a nice veranda up above the workshop, and everybody had a great space. And we have music, and what a celebration after the 2 weeks of doing the design course. The next day we have the party, and tomorrow I'm going to go sailing.
Take a break,
and then we have a pretty relaxed the rest of the year, except I have lots of things to do, but no intensive courses.
Well, you deserve a break, and we all appreciate the work that you've done. So thanks for doing it for 30 years, and here's to all the years that you still will be contributing to people's lives. And we'll see you guys next month on the Living Permaculture Show. This is Jerome and Stephanie. Have a great Wednesday.
Don't look back when the morning comes now. Hey, you've got a new day. Think that the things you've done can't be done a new way. And you hope that they'll all understand when you tell them that you got to be your own man. You got a new day. You got a new way of walking down the old path going home. You got a new way of walking down the old path going home. But you come home in the evening and your old house looks like it's sleeping.